Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard back on the show. They are, well, Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, and Pierce and Jane are the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, a book that we've talked about a lot on the show to help us understand the impact that personality has on who we are and how we hire people and how we manage them, how they work for us, and that whole dynamic. But they got a new book out, and I want them to talk to us a little bit about it. It's called The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22 for the kids, right? And I want to see what they have to say about this. Jane Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, Pierce. It's good to talk to you.
Greetings, sir.
Yeah, glad you're here. So why did you think you needed a book for personality for the kids?
Well, truthfully, the people that we worked with our earlier book were employers.
Yeah.
And they were hiring 18-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And the test that we had developed earlier was for working adults. And they said, and they liked it. They said, but what you got for 18-year-olds? The language for working adults is wrong. You talk about managers and sales, and that is not relevant for young people.
Huh.
So we created a new test when we talked about teachers and studying, and now the book ensued from that.
So, Jane, I'm a little confused because you've always told us, I think you've always told us that once our personality is established when we're young, like 4, 5, or 6 or whatever, it pretty much stays the same. So what's the difference in an 18-year-old? Isn't a 15-year-old's personality going to be the same when they're 30?
There is some slight settling that occurs once a student comes full-time.
What did you call it, settling?
Settling. Settling of the personality.
Ah, okay.
But the thing that Pierce is talking about is we have to give students the language of what they know. If we ask them how are they going to interact in a meeting, if we ask them how they're going to talk to our customers, they don't have a sense of that. So we have to ask them questions that relate to the world they know, which is going to school.
And see, I run into this all the time. My references are increasingly not being understood by a larger portion of the generation, Jane.
That's right.
Are you seeing this at all?
Well, the personality spread is still the same, but the way they experience and implement and demonstrate that personality, certainly there is a generational difference.
So, Pierce, what you guys are saying is that when we're talking about personality with the young people, is that what you're saying? When you're talking about personality, you need to have the kind of language they understand it. Or when you're talking about the business or the work that you're doing with them, you have to talk to them in the way that they think about it. I'm a little confused.
Certainly, when you create an assessment, when you create a test, you need to use the language
right
of the people who take that test, whether they're French or German or American. You need to write it in their language. And the same goes with respect to age ranges and work contexts.
Right.
If you have people who are living 724, 365 in the workplace,
right,
then you use the language of the workplace.
The nomenclature and the terms, et cetera. So basically,
in fact, we're thinking about another one called the worship place.
Really?
For people that want to examine things in the context of where they worship.
I'll be darned. But now, when we're testing adults, like the Owner's Manual for the Brain book, I mean for personality at work, when we're testing for that, we're trying to make sure that we don't put an accountant in the salesman's job or an introvert in an extrovert assignment, that kind of thing. But for the young kids, when we come back after these messages, I want you to tell us what are we testing the kids for to see whether they need to be playing basketball instead of football or whatever. I'm going to ask them about that, folks. We come back because this is very interesting, and I'm going to find out what they've learned about how these kids how they think in terms of the references that they're used to, because I could use some help with this. You probably, if you're over 50, you probably could too. 20 till the hour, right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. Their new book is called The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.